Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yandhan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Health Department conducts workshop on national program for prevention and control of snake and venoming. Trained Nurses Association of India, Nagaland branch, celebrates 50 years of its inception. Doyang cleaning mission completed successfully after 5 days of rigorous cleaning. And Nagaland police arrest at least 28 persons in cases related to drugs, liquor and arms and ammunition. Now the news in detail. In a first of its kind in Nagaland, the Department of Health today conducted a workshop on a national program for prevention and control of snake and venoming at the Conference of Directorate of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima with medical doctors representing from all the districts. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare V. Gezo, in his address, while observing the less prevalence of snakes in Nagaland compared to the mainland India, however, stated that it is one area where mortality rates are high. He reminded the doctors that they are probably among the other professions to transform the lives of people and communities, and in this regard urged them to change life while remaining steadfast in their calling to the profession. Delivering the keynote address, Dr. Akos Sorhe, Mission Director, National Health Mission, exuded hope that with necessary skilling and availability of trained healthcare workers, access to anti-venom, awareness generation and community participation would be able to address the morbidity and mortality through snake bites in the state. The Trained Nurses Association of India, TNAI, Nagaland branch, today celebrated 50 years of its inception at Kohima under the theme Honouring the Glorious Past, Celebrating the Golden Present and Envisioning the Promising Future. Speaking at the celebration as the chief guest, Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare, V. Gezo, said nursing has evolved as a key pillar in the healthcare system in the world. He said it is the nurses who do all the works and watch the wards and patients without ceasing. Gezo said nursing requires a lot of positive qualities as they deal with people who are fragile in the body, mind and soul, and as such it would be the most valued from the nurses to have the capability to understand the minds and souls of its patients. The Health Secretary congratulated all the nurses for choosing the profession and also urged them to adapt to the changes by upgrading their skills with the evolving technologies. He also wished to see the nurses from the state becoming highly accomplished and engaged in researches, bringing new ideas and innovation that will benefit the entire community as a whole. National Vice President, TNAI, Northeast Region, Cheryl Suzanne Dutta, in her exhortation, reminded the nurses not to lose sight of the attributes of nurses, which is love, compassion and care towards their patients. She also emphasized on the need for the state of Nagaland to set up a directorate of nursing to look into the welfare of the nursing community. In her welcome address, President TNAI Nagaland branch, S. Tiakala Longama, urged all the nursing community to move forward with courage and resilience to empower, uplift and strengthen its association and nursing profession. After 5 days of rigorous cleaning, the Doyang cleaning mission was successfully completed yesterday, with various departments participating along with NGOs and volunteers from various areas. Deputy Commissioner Walker Ajit Kumar Ranjan said the waste collected from the river will be processed and transported to the respective processing centres. He added that the segregation of waste into degradable and non-degradable was done at the mission site itself. To prevent such yearly occurrences in the future, the district administration is in touch with the state government for suggestions on addressing this crucial issue. The Deputy Commissioner also requested the general public of the Doyang area and neighbouring villages to adopt resolutions for managing waste to keep the catchment area plastic-free and to make Doyang cleaner and more beautiful. EAC Ajibung and Area Commander for the Clean Doyang Mission, Bukha Lam, thanked all stakeholders, NGOs and volunteers from various places for making the Clean Doyang Mission a success. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Police informed that it continues to launch statewide operations in all the districts of Nagaland in order to combat the menace of widespread availability and usage of synthetic drugs and psychotropic substances and IMFL, Indian-made foreign liquor, and its effects on the youth. Intensive checking of vehicles, MVCP, raids and checking of hotels, restaurants, etc. has been launched to prevent any such illegal activity. In a press release, the state police stated that during the fortnight, from May 16 to 31, 9 cases of narcotics and psychotropic substances were registered, leading to arrest of 21 persons and seizure of brown sugar and heroin. 6 persons were arrested in relation to 7 cases of liquor, while 1 person was arrested with arms and ammunition. Nagaland Police has appealed the public to provide information on sale, distribution of any form of narcotics, drugs, IMFL, etc. to the nearest police station. It assured that the identity of the informant would be kept confidential. The District Administration Longling, in collaboration with Artificial Limbs Corporation Limco, today distributed assistive aids to the beneficiaries of Longling Town under Rashtriya Vayoshri Yojana RVY scheme. The items distributed were of two categories: generic items like walking stick, elbow crutch, hearing aids, artificial dentures, tripods and tetrapods, and special items like wheelchairs, chair with commode, silicone form cushion, spinal support, lumbosacral belt. The beneficiaries of RSY scheme are senior citizens above 60 years belonging to the PPL category, which aims to improve their social and economic life. The Revy meeting of Divisional Management Unit DMU Longling was held at Divisional Forest Office Complex Longling yesterday. Report on forestry intervention activities in Sitap Range and Longling Range were delivered by Deputy Ranger cum FMU Head Sitap Range Bendang Mungpa Au and Range Officer cum FMU Head Longling Chepu Goza respectively. Later, Joint Forest Management Committee, residents of various villages spoke on the progress on forestry intervention activities and other success stories, their problems and issues. In concluding remarks, DFO cum DMU Head Longling H. Tukuka Choppy assured that the department would always be there for the welfare of the people, but people should unite and work sincerely rather than just depending on government funds. He encouraged the SHGs to work with dedication during the project period, since NFMP JICA project was a means to teach and uplift their economic well-being. Justice Vijay Bishnoi, the new Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, today called on Chief Minister Nipirio. Taking to X, Rio said, Bishnoi's experience and knowledge will greatly help the state. The Chief Minister expressed hope that their meeting will further streamline and strengthen the judiciary. Rio further wished Bishnoi the best for his term in office. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated Pema Khandu on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for a third consecutive term. In a social media post, Rio wished Khandu and the new government a successful tenure. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Health Department conducts workshop on national program for prevention and control of snake and venom. Trained Nurses Association of India, Nagaland branch, celebrates 50 years of its inception. Doyang cleaning mission completed successfully after 5 days of rigorous cleaning. And Nagaland police arrest at least 28 persons in cases related to drugs, liquor and arms and ammunition. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.